Do you know your Black disabled art history? Well, it's about time you learn. This is called Black Disabled Art History 101. Sit down and listen, because there will be a test at the end. Displaying and speaking our history and culture through music, art, and dance. From slavery to homeland security, Black disabled artists' roots grow deep. However, this garden is starving for recognition. The most famous classical pianist in the mid to late 19th century was a Black blind autistic slave, Tom Wiggins, aka Blind Tom, was his slave name. His master used him to make money and left him poor and broken. Horace Pippin, the first Black disabled self-taught painter, lost his arm in World War I, using his left arm to prop up his right forearm, crafting his first masterpiece depicting horrors of war. Oh, the price he paid for being Black, poor, self-taught, and disabled. Blues is the Black anthem, attracted blind singers and musicians to make a living on the streets. Some made it into recording studios. Blind Willie McHale, born in 1898, played on the streets of Atlanta. Blind Willie Johnson, born around 1902, a street evangelist. Stepmother threw a lie in young Johnson's eyes, causing blindness. Johnson became the first gospel guitarist to record. He died of pneumonia. Hospital refused to admit him due to his blindness. Blind Blake and Blind Boone's birthdays are unknown. Blind John William Boone formed his own concert company, traveling all over the country, more than 8,000 concerts in the U.S., Canada, Europe, and Mexico. The most popular male blues recording artist of the 20s was Blind Lemon Jefferson. He was also a street performer, danced to the blues, rock, jazz, and hip-hop vibrations under the Wild Zappers, a Black deaf dance troupe, feeling the rhythm from the motherland to the chocolate city. Listen to the melody heartbeat of a Black deaf woman, Jade Fingers. Read, I'm a proud Black deaf woman. Let's travel to Jamaica, where in the 50s, polio affected the island. Skelly, Wise, and Apple are Israel vibration. They met each other at Mona Rehabilitation Center, got kicked out because of their religious belief in Rasta. Homeless, poor, and disabled, began to sing on the streets. Now they are the fathers of reggae. Back to Africa, tribal dancing. to the drumming, guitar strumming, and singing of Abdul and Marim, a blind married couple, blending rock, pop, jazz, and hip-hop with an international flavor. From Cuba to Asia, India to America, creeping into the hip hop nation. Paraplegic MC, Fizo, Day, Mad One, and the Black Cripple. Lifting the roof of oppression that suffocates the hip hop industry. Throwing away the bling bling to create hip hop, politicalizing our communities. Coming home to the Bay Area to swing from Charles Curtis Blackwell in Avatar's jazz poetry celebration. So get out your number two pencils for your final on Black Disabled Art History 101.